DWR Mammals Conservation Coordinator Kim Hersey says biologists from her agency and the U.S. Forest Service set the baited camera traps in the hopes of getting images of rarely seen carnivores.
Well, we've sort of suspected that wolverines were in the Uinta Mountains or Bear River ranges for some years. People have seen footprints or reported seeing them, but we didn't have positive confirmation. So our regional biologist, working with the Forest Service, put out 4 trail cameras with some bait and left them out this winter and went and picked them up this spring and luckily had pictures of a wolverine on one.
Hersey says that biologists plan to compare the images to photos of a wolverine taken by a hunter across the Wyoming border last year to see if the more recent sighting is the same animal. However, Hersey pointed out that a wolverine's range can span hundreds of miles.
Wolverines can travel huge distances. A radio-colored one traveled 500 miles from the Wind Rivers to Colorado recently. So it could be just an animal that's passing through, or it could be that there's an established population on the Uintas. That's the next question we want to try to answer.
There are thought to be less than 300 wolverines in the lower 48 states. For KCPW News, I'm Roger McDonough.